Hey everyone, I'm Vanessa Martinez and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And my friend Jackie is here.
Yes, I'm here. We're back in our socially distant or different areas, I guess. We're not together anymore.
I do miss being, it's a different vibe when you're next to someone.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's different audio too. So if you hear a difference, it's because we're actually like in different spots too today.
Yeah, we're close, but yet far. Right? So today we are talking about the 134th episode, the one with Rachel's sister, which premiered on February 3rd, 2000. So season 6, episode 13 had 24.14 million viewers. Jackie, what happened?
Yes. So we meet another green sister. Rachel's sister, Jill, played by Reese Witherspoon, is in town. And Monica is sick. And Joey is using his central perks to a new level.
This is a pretty simple episode, yes. I will say, but it was a good episode because I liked seeing Reese Witherspoon play Jill. She was really good at it.
Oh my gosh. So yes. So she's openly discussed this when they were doing press for the morning show because they've known each other. This is where they met. Now they currently star in the morning show for Apple TV Plus, which is an amazing, amazing show. And, but this is where they first met Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. And when they were doing press for the first season last year, Reese Witherspoon openly said that like she was so sick and so nervous doing this show because it's filmed in front of a live audience. And so she's on for this episode and the next episode, and that she only did 2 episodes because she was so sick and so nervous. And so she's like, they wanted to bring me on more and I couldn't do it.
So that makes sense because I watched a little ahead to prepare for the next episodes and I was reading about the episode, the flashback episode that's coming up, not in the next one, but the next one after that. And they were saying that this episode, those 2 episodes, the part 1 and part 2, where we see Monica fat, were probably written because rumor was that Reese and Rachel didn't get along. But I guess now we know that it was written, those 2 were like quickly written because of this. Like, I guess Reese Witherspoon said no. Yeah. So the writer said, hey, you got to write something quickly to make up for these 2 episodes.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing too. It's like, I think, you know, back then they only had tabloids and have like their own Instagrams and social media. So there's always going to be some tabloid story, magazine story about when another, you know, we experienced that with Lauren Tom. Remember Lauren Tom? She said the media coverage of her, you know, being Julie and how they all said that Julie didn't, or Lauren Tom to get along with, you know, the rest of the ladies from Friends. It's like, everybody likes to pick that when somebody else, another woman comes on, you know, I'm like, no, they got along fine. They're like best friends now, you know, and they get along fine now on the morning show. I mean, you can see that they do like each other when they're doing press interviews and stuff. So, and there, she was part of the reunion. Reese Witherspoon was, she did a little interview too. And so it was, and they filmed it right after. So this was for off of Reese's Witherspoon, her movie Election. This is off of her Election fame is when she got this part too. So I think it did put her to a new level of notoriety as being part of this episode.
And that goes to show that people shouldn't believe everything they read in a newspaper or a magazine.
Granted, we're biased because it's Friends, but still, like Lauren Tom said, that the magazines put her up against all the females in the show.
And definitely. Yeah. So let's start off talking about Rachel's sister coming into town.
Yes.
So she already comes off as a pretty strong person, and she comes into town because her daddy cut her off.
I know. And it's funny. They were like, is this the one that bit her or the spoiled one? And then she goes like, oh, daddy cut me off.
Yeah. So she walks into the apartment frazzled and everyone is kind of surprised by it. Mm-hmm. Rachel is even surprised by it because she didn't even know that her sister was coming.
Yeah.
So the reason her dad cut her off is because she bought a boat for a friend.
I know. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and so at that point, everyone's kind of like, well, you know, could she buy me a car, you know? And that's kind of a flamboyant gift to give a friend. I mean, I don't know how much money they had. Yeah, but obviously not enough because her dad got mad.
I know, and her dad got mad, and her dad mentioned to her, said, you need to go to New York City to talk with Rachel because she's the daughter that he's most proud of. And so because she's actually made it on her own and all that good stuff and has a career. So,
and Rachel feels good, yeah.
Yeah, and Rachel tries to mentor her, and it doesn't work. Because Jill goes out to shop, you know, goes out to job interviews and then doesn't get any. And so then she goes shopping. And where did we see that before? We saw that in the pilot episode when Rachel got laughed at interviews. And so she chose to go shopping instead. And Rachel even said that she knows, you know, the numbers for her dad's credit cards. And then Jill says it again, too. I think there's a pattern here with the Green Sisters. Jill says that she knows her dad's credit card numbers. And so
that's funny. Shopping. You bring up a good point because I forgot about that pilot episode where we saw Rachel. And so all in all, you know, when Rachel's sister Jill is showing Phoebe and Ross the things that she bought, Phoebe says there's a little flirting going on between Ross and Jill.
I know. Okay, I thought that was a little strange too, but I like that they kind of bring that dynamic in because, you know, you never know. But so Jill tries to cover up what she bought, you know, with spending money that wasn't hers. And so she gets Phoebe and Ross to cover for them and say, oh, I bought a pashmina. I bought, like, aren't these apartment pants cute? Or, you know, like, yeah. It's funny the little labels that she gives her, the apartment pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that whole scene, it was kind of silly because who would have believed that Ross and Phoebe were to go shopping? Phoebe, we already found out she doesn't like mainstream things.
Yeah.
So she's very, you know, picky about her things.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, we see that Phoebe tries to tell Rachel, you know, hey, I think I saw something between them too. And Rachel didn't believe it.
No, she didn't. Because it's so strange. Like, I would never, ever, 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 ever go for somebody that my sister went out with. You know, that's just a no.
Yeah.
So,
and then And Rachel just ends up believing Phoebe, like, you think, you know. And then she confronts Ross about it. And Ross says, you know, Rachel's a bigger person for letting him go out with Jill.
Yeah. So you know, she confronts Jill too about it. And Jill actually says, you know, like, Jill turns it on her, which was very clever of her because Rachel was like, you know, no, he's a good guy. So you would have me go out with a good guy. And then, you know,
Jill calls him geekish or.
Yeah. Basically, Rachel convinces Jill to go out with him. And then she confronts Ross about it. And then they actually do go out. So.
And the ending of the episode?
Yeah.
The drapes close.
So she goes on the date. Rachel comes over to Chandler and Monica's to watch from across the way to see if they're home from the date. And then it ends, since it's a two-parter, it ends with the drapes closing. So we don't know what happens until the next episode.
Right. That's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And it kind of makes you wonder, too, how the episodes would have continued on if Reese Witherspoon continued her role on as Jill, aside from this next episode that we will see. Yeah. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Joey works that he's trying to use and Monica gets sick.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So two other storylines that we see were very minor. This was a very quick episode, as in nothing big happened. Mm-hmm. Well, something big happened, but it wasn't, you know, extreme.
Yeah.
So
the big thing was Reese Witherspoon guest starring. That was the main big thing, which is cool to see her guest star too. But the other two are, like you said, minor.
Yeah, some minor storylines. So we've already found this next storyline with Joey. We've seen it in the previous episodes, and it continues to play on here, where Joey tries to charge pretty ladies, or he doesn't. He tries to give the pretty lady free food. And Gunther catches him and say, you know, hey, you can't be doing that. The only time this works is if it's a free, if it's a birthday meal, you know, it's free. So Joey starts singing to every pretty lady that he sees to say, you know, hey, it's her birthday. This one's on me kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Until he goes too far and Gunther catches on. It's like, yes. Come on. But yeah, so Joey's working at Central Perk and he's trying to use his perks, but you know, it doesn't quite, Gunther gets it and doesn't quite catch on.
Yeah, and it's funny when you see the guy who's also sitting in the coffee shop, and he says, hey, it's my birthday too. And Joey just kind of like looks at him.
Looks at him, yeah.
And like walks away.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much the other storyline for Joey. Super small, simple, done. Yeah. The other big storyline was Monica gets sick. But it was just kind of her being sick throughout the whole episode. The last time she was sick, they said it was 3 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. I loved Courtney Cox in this because she really had to like lean into her like kind of silly sexiness that she had. And I thought it was so funny because I am this way too. When I get sick, I'm like, I'm not sick. I mean, I'm pre-pandemic. I was like, I'm not sick. I can come to work. I can do this, you know? And then every time, and then this is me and my friends, again, quoting friends. And if you put it, I'm fine. And they if you put a D at the end of fine, and then not fine, you know, it's like, oh, that would happen. It does happen.
Yeah. When you're sick, your voice changes because of all the congestion that you have. So she's trying to convince herself that she's fine. She's trying to convince Chandler that he's fine. He doesn't want to be anywhere near her.
Yeah.
Except for when the vapor rub comes out.
Yeah, the vapor rub.
It has a pretty strong scent, but I guess it worked for Chandler. So the whole time you just see Monica being sick, trying to seduce Chandler. Nothing's working until the vapor rub comes out.
Yeah. I thought that was so cute too, because he's like, okay, let's lay you down. Let's take care of you. Because she was so reluctant.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do think we're like, you know, invincible, but she's like, okay, come on, like leave the covers on. And you know, it was really cute. I like that he wanted to take care of her and help her out.
Yeah, definitely. So did you have any favorite lines?
Yeah, mine was, I'm fine. When you put a D at the end of fine, you aren't fine, when Ross said it.
Yeah.
And then the other moment was like when she was like putting on the vapor, or not, it was before the vapor rub. It was like the last part where she was like rubbing herself and she goes, are you saying you don't want to get with this? You know, like trying to seduce Chandler. I thought those were cute. Mine were all from Monica, because it was very comedic, the way that she acted and stuff. But of course, I like Reese Witherspoon in this too, so.
Yeah, definitely. So that wraps it up for this episode. Just really simple, quick, to the point, aside from the Jill storyline. So when we come back next time, we're going to be talking about Chandler's inability to cry and Phoebe meeting her fan that she knew nothing about.
What happens with Jill? It literally picks up where we left off with the Drake's
closing.
Yeah.
So if you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes. And keep updated with Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram.
Bye.
Bye.